research done by IBEC in recent days shows that really agriculture and food, as we knew already, is the most exposed sector to a hard Brexit where there would be tariffs and other difficulties in exporting to the UK. And what they worked out at IBEC is that it translates into a potential high job impact. If you look at, for example, Donegal, you have 18% of all jobs in the county that are in sectors that are directly exposed to this risk of hard Brexit. That's mostly agriculture and food, but there's also tourism and other types of manufacturing, transport that are affected. So it doesn't mean that one in five jobs would go instantly in case of a hard Brexit, but they would be the ones directly in line in terms of potential job cuts as a result of the difficulties in exporting to the UK.
One of the points that's been made is that Brexit may also create opportunities in terms of other areas. And is there any evidence to suggest that the impact of the hard Brexit on the agri-food business and the agri-sector in that respect could potentially be offset by opportunities elsewhere?
I suppose there has been some work done in that area, looking at the food we import from the UK and could we replace that. There's fairly limited opportunity there. There is some, I suppose, a lot of the final goods you find in the supermarket, such as biscuits, things that are already processed, actually come from the UK. If we made them at home, we could maybe develop a sector there and replace foods that in their own way would be hampered by a hard Brexit coming over from the UK, but it wouldn't really replace the large amounts of beef, of cheese, of other really specialist products that we dedicate to the UK at the moment and that a lot of our industry depends on.
The other concern, of course, for the farming community in particular, going beyond the issue of agribusiness per se, that in terms of exporting a lot of goods exported from Donegal and the Northwest into Northern Ireland, that too could be impacted by Brexit in a way that could cause difficulties.
Yes, and it's not only tariffs you're talking about, for example, live exports. There's already been a drop, significant drop in live exports to the north from the Republic because of different residency rules and border checks would only make that harder. I suppose another aspect is delays. If you have border checks, you have to have lorries waiting, queuing at the border. You have to pay drivers during that time. That's an additional cost. You have extra staff employed in the office for exporting companies. You have to pay them as well to do all the paperwork. So all these are really taken into account into the models that I was mentioning to you. That was all actually done by the ESRI a few months ago, and they call that other barriers in addition to the hard tax, the tariffs that would apply to those products. So that's nearly as much as a worry as tariffs themselves. There's also the risk of exchange rates fluctuating further. We've already seen just after the referendum how the drop in sterling made it a lot more expensive for British buyers to acquire anything coming from the Republic. If there was a hard Brexit, there's a potential, according to the ESRI in their models, of a 10% further drop in the value of sterling that would again make Irish products less competitive for UK buyers. So all those have to be taken into account, really.
And as you said, Thomas, you've been assessing all these figures and these projections for the Irish Farmers Journal, and that full report by yourself is available in the latest edition.
It's all in this week's paper, and there's also an assessment of how it would impact on each farm, a potential cost, again, according to IBEC, of €3,000 per farm. So all those details are in the paper, all right.